This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, and partly cloudy, a little foggy out there this morning, so please watch out for the fog. Visibility not great. High temperature today in the low 70s. UNC women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell is stepping away from her on-court coaching duties for the time being due to a recent leukemia diagnosis. Hatchell says she has the highest confidence in her doctors at the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center, where she will be receiving treatment. She says she will remain with the team and return to her sideline coaching as soon as possible. Last month, Hatchell was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. Hatchell currently stands second in all-time wins with 908 and is first among active coaches. Associate head coach Andrew Calder will assume the leadership role in Hatchell's absence. You can read the full story with comments from Coach Hatchell, Coach Roy Williams, and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham on our website, chapelbro.com. Jan Boxall, UNC's faculty chair, says the news of Sylvia Hatchell's diagnosis of leukemia came as a shock.
I just saw talked to Coach Hatchell on Thursday night, and she said she was going for tests, but I don't think either of us expected this.
Boxall said she's had a close relationship with Carolina's head women's basketball coach. She spoke with former Tar Heel basketball great Roshana McCants just after the announcement of the diagnosis was released.
I've known Sylvia since the day she walked in on campus, and have been with her, worked with her, but this is really a shock, and I think her strong faith as well as spirit will bring her through this.
Hatchell is temporarily stepping away from her on-the-court coaching responsibilities. She said in a statement yesterday that she plans to remain involved in the day-to-day operations of the basketball program and will return to sideline responsibilities as soon as possible. You'll hear a full interview with Jan Boxall coming up in just a little while here on the WCHL Morning News. Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications Steve Kirshner says the roles were reversed when he spoke to UNC women's basketball coach about her diagnosis just after he found out.
It was amazing. I actually felt so good after speaking to her because I think she was trying to cheer me up. You know, she was excited that her team had come to the hospital last night. Told her team yesterday afternoon, and they were hanging out with her a little bit, taking some photographs with her, and she was excited that one of the players who's got a little bit of an injury is coming back from that injury today, so she was excited about that.
Kirshner is sports information director for men's basketball, but has pitched in from time to time with a women's program. He says Coach Hatchell's already ahead of the game with the attitude she lives with every single day.
What you hear from families that go through this is it's a battle, and your attitude says a lot. She has a great attitude. She has great passion for what she does. And you know, she's worked with the Weinberger Center for years and has really spent a lot of time in this area supporting the research. The work goes on at the North Carolina Cancer Hospital, at the Weinberger Center.
You can hear all the comments from Kirshner and others by visiting our website, chapelbro.com. The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel, was play-by-play voice for UNC women's basketball from 2004 through 2006. He says he's seen much of the same reaction among the Carolina family with the news of Sylvia Hatchell's leukemia diagnosis.
The number one thing that seems to be on people's minds is obviously number one concern. But then, you know, people kind of then get a little smile on their face and say, you know, but Sylvia's a fighter. There's no doubt, even if you've just watched her on the sidelines, you know, the level of intensity that she has there and the level of desire that she puts into just coaching basketball.
Angel says the striking thing about Sylvia Hatchell, which many local people are well aware of, is her personality.
She's such a vibrant personality and such a nice person, too. I mean, I think that's the number one thing that jumps out to you about her is just how quality of a person she is and you know, so family-oriented.
You can hear all the comments from Jones Angel and others by going to our website at chapelbro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off. and you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important, because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, this has got to be done, people suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, Local Service Daily Insights.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
6:13 at WCHL. One final note about Sylvia Hatchell's leukemia diagnosis. Coming up this morning at about 7:30, we'll be talking with Dr. David Rizzeri of the Duke Cancer Institute about leukemia, the conditions associated with it, how it gets diagnosed, the different types of leukemia, all that sort of thing. Good information for all of us this morning on leukemia. That is coming up next hour on WCHL. In other news today, Patrick Mitchell Jones of Cartersville, Georgia, is the third person whose name was released to the public on charges in the UNC football scandal. The latest indictment was unsealed Monday morning. Jones is accused of persuading Carolina defensive end Robert Quinn to sign with Georgia Bay sports agent Terry Watson. According to the indictment, Jones handed a third person $725 to aid Quinn. Jones' bond has been set at $20,000. Terry Watson and Jennifer Thompson, formerly Jennifer Wiley, are the other two indicted whose names have been released. Two more indictments are still sealed. You can read the story and follow all the latest on the UNC football scandal on our website, chapelbro.com. Homeless and solid waste are two of the top issues candidates for the Chapel Hill Town Council want you to know they're fighting for. The nine contenders spoke at length about the items on Monday night in WCHL's Candidates Forum. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The nine candidates vying for four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council weighed in a variety of issues at last night's WCHL Candidate Forum. But the question from a listener about dealing with the homeless population downtown sparked the evening's most heated debate. A woman wrote in via Twitter to say she's tired of being harassed by homeless people when she's downtown. She asked the candidates what could be done to improve the perception of safety. Though he sympathized with her complaint, candidate D.C. Swinton said the idea that homeless people pose a threat is based in misperception, not reality.
The frequency of homeless persons being the perpetrators of some sort of violence is very small, so we have to take away that stigma from homelessness.
But Gary Kahn disagreed.
I come from a city, and there's a lot of homeless people there, and they initially have attacked people just walking on the street, so I think their attitude on the homeless people is totally off base.
Councilmember Sally Green, who served on Orange County's partnership to end homelessness, said that's not the case in Chapel Hill.
The statistics on who is attacking whom in Chapel Hill and other places is that the homeless are more often victimized than they are the perpetrators.
You have to prove that to me.
There are numbers that can prove that.
Amy Ryan suggested a public education campaign.
I also think more education for the public into things like panhandling ordinances and things that are allowed and things that are acceptable in town would be a good idea.
George Cianciolo introduced the idea of downtown ambassadors.
I think a lot of the problems with the homeless people, they become sometimes harsh because people ignore them. They act like they don't exist there. And I think having people strolling the downtown as ambassadors, both the visitors and to the people on the street, might help soften the situation.
Candidates also turned their attention to the question of what to do with the town's solid waste and recyclables. Maria Palmer said she'd support investment in some kind of clean waste incineration technology. even if that technology was not immediately available.
We don't plan and build things for right now. We're talking about what is going to work 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road. We have a responsibility to our children and to the future residents of our community to invest in infrastructure that is clean and serves the town for many years.
But Lauren Hintz, who currently serves on the Orange County Commission for the Environment, said it could be tough to make that work on a local level.
There is a conflict between incineration and recycling, because if you increase the amount of recycling, there's less waste that can be burned. I think the economics of incineration, even if it was to use clean technology, is Orange County by itself would not produce enough for that to be economically viable.
When asked if they'd support collaborating with Orange County, most agreed, but with a few caveats. Incumbent Ed Harrison said at the end of the day, it comes down to the fiscal bottom line.
Your primary fiduciary responsibility is to the town, and any of these agreements, any of this collaboration has to work well for Chapel Hill before it works well for anybody else. We hope we collaborate well enough that it works well enough for everybody.
Most agreed that the recent change in county management would help smooth the way for new cooperation between local governments. Paul Neeby summed up a strategy that all candidates could endorse.
I think we all want what's best for the county and the city, and we just need to get together and talk.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Town Council Candidate Forum will be rebroadcast tonight from 8 o'clock until 10. You can also find the entire forum on the Election Central page on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, WCHL will tell you what happened yesterday with our forum in the afternoon for candidates for Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Chapel Hill drivers will no longer have to travel out of town for car registration and plates when our own license plate agency officially opens for business tomorrow at 1704 B East Franklin Street. Almost a year ago, the license plate agency located at University Mall was forced to close after Caprina Kirkpatrick was found embezzling money. Now reestablishing LPA in the area and reducing travel time for many drivers is agency contractor Bruce Farmer, who operates a DMD office in Durham on Highway 55. The LPA will offer vehicle registration services, title transactions, and plate renewals from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And a correction on what I said a moment ago, they will open today, not tomorrow. That will open today at 9 o'clock. If you'd like more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19. And time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic is brought to you by Southern Season. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Well, not a lot of traffic this morning, but the main thing I can tell you is that it is really foggy out there in some spots. Certainly foggy where I have been this morning. Visibility not great, so please drive with a little extra caution today. Can't see very far in front of your car. Other than that, we don't have any problems to speak of at the moment, but Rand Northam will be checking on traffic periodically throughout the morning, and you'll hear his reports coming up starting this morning at about 6:45 on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, great chewy ice too. It's all guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 57 degrees right now. Partly cloudy today and fog early this morning for a while. That'll be hanging around. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and then overcast after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 50s again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly cloudy skies in the morning and then overcast with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Thursday, overcast with a chance of rain in the afternoon, about 40%, high in the middle 70s. So not great weather, but not all that bad, really. It's coming up in WCHL, a pretty good day. WCHL Championship Sports now, and it's brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. The number 10 ranked Miami Hurricanes will be flying in town tomorrow for a 7:45 p.m. rumble against the underdog Tar Heels. The football practice fields have been buzzing this week. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the report on Carolina football.
We're now just 2 days out from Zero Dark Thursday and a showdown with the Hurricanes of Miami. And the growing excitement is certainly palpable at Carolina football practice this week. Defensive coordinator Vic Koning says as much as he would like to think his coaching will make a difference Thursday night, it's ultimately up to the mindset and execution of the players on the big stage.
Part of what I was saying is chase them around. You can lead them.
try to lead them out here as best you can, but it boils down to whether or not they really want to do it. Yeah, you want to think our words carry a lot of weight, but truth be known, you never really know.
The rough 1-4 start to the season presents a tedious situation for the Tar Heels, teetering on the edge of irrelevancy. In the face of this reality, Coach Koenig says he has been emphasizing consistency and upping the speed of play for his defenders in practice.
You know, I'm just trying to consistently make them accountable, and you know, we're trying to play fast, play faster, and doing more things in practice to kind of try to speed up the pace to make them think on the run and play fast and run fast. And
the Carolina secondary has been torched for huge yardage in numerous games this season, and that's a scary trend heading into the matchup against Miami. Coach Koenig says the Tar Heels are bracing themselves for the wide-open aerial assault of the, quote, pass central.
And we're fixing to play deep pass central. I mean, Miami throws the ball 50, 60 yards 10, 15 times a game. And so we're working on that extremely hard.
A year ago, UNC walked out of Sun Life Stadium with an 18-14 victory, but Coach Koenig says he knows his boys will be facing a more confident Miami team this year, firing on all cylinders.
Well, you know what? I think they were they weren't the confident football team that they've developed into. You know, they were able to get off to a good start, and they played fanatical and played very aggressive, and they out-hit Florida and beat Florida. And so they got a bunch of confidence there, and so they're an extremely confident football team.
Not to completely drop the ball on the offensive side of things, the X factor Thursday may be the dynamic play of quarterback Marquise Williams. And offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says he's not holding back with his play calling anymore.
Yeah, when he sees the field in the future, we're going to let the playbook be a little bit more open and let him utilize every aspect of what we do to create as much stress for the defense as we can.
That wide-open offensive mindset should only add to the excitement in Chapel Hill on Thursday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, except for that game at South Carolina to open the season, Carolina football gets its first Saturday kickoff later than 12:30 p.m. this year when it hosts Boston College October 26th. Kickoff time in Kenan Stadium for that game was set for 3:30 p.m. Chapel Hill folks will likely be excited for a little more time to tailgate and enjoy the game day atmosphere before making their way into Kenan Stadium. Announced on Monday by the ACC, other notable game times for October 26th include a noon kickoff for Wake Forest at Miami and 3:30 start times in both Tallahassee and Blacksburg for North Carolina State at Florida State and Duke at Virginia Tech. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website at chapelboro.com. Again, Carolina taking on Miami tomorrow night. They call it Zero Dark Thursday. It will happen in Kenan Stadium. Everybody is encouraged to wear black, and there are a lot of black T-shirts around now for Carolina for this special event. And they also have Tar Heel Town downtown tomorrow. Starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 until 7 p.m., it will be Tar Heel downtown, and that will all be on West Franklin Street, including a concert from Liquid Pleasure. And, yeah, that's 2 days away. Sorry, not tomorrow. 625 at WCHL.
By Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Charles Osgood. There's a book out today with a fascinating title, How to Sweet Talk a Shark. Its author is Bill Richardson. When Americans have been detained in some dictatorship, Richardson, more than anyone, has been sent to sweet talk the dictator into letting them go, says our CBS News colleague Jeff Glore.
He's negotiated with Saddam Hussein, Kim Jong-il, and Hugo Chavez, just to name a few, once earning him the nickname Undersecretary of Thugs.
The Undersecretary himself, after this. There's no business like small business, like no business I know. And if you're a small business owner, I know a great way to handle your mailing and shipping needs. Do what I do and use Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer whenever you need it, 24/7. No more trips to the post office. No more leasing an expensive postage meter. Stamps.com offers more features than a meter at a fraction of the price. And you'll get special discounts on mailing and shipping that you can't even get at the post office, on priority mail and more. That's why Stamps.com customers printed over $1 billion in postage just last year alone. It really works. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for you, since you listened to the Osgood File. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and just type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's stamps.com, and enter Osgood. There's an old joke. Question, why don't sharks eat lawyers? Answer, professional courtesy. Bill Richardson told Jeff Glor his reputation as a shark sweet talker is well earned.
Whenever difficult people had to be dealt with in diplomacy, President Clinton used to say, bad people like Richardson, so let's send them.
Why do bad people like Richardson?
Well, I think it was that I felt very strongly that we have to deal with everybody. That everybody has, no matter how bad they are, that if you want something out of them, a hostage or a peace agreement or some advancement, that you've got to treat them with respect and you've got to deal with them.
The book is about negotiation, and Richardson, who spent 14 years in Congress, thinks the present situation there is fixable.
It can be fixed.
But in dealing with dictators, he's learned...
Once you have a yes, get out. Get out of town. Don't dilly-dally, because these dictators, they change their mind. They're tempestuous. They get mad. So you want to leave the moment you achieve your goal.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramon, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Wow! Lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $319 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash, so if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask us how the loyalty program can benefit you. Remember, with BMW's legendary ultimate service, you pay for 4 years or 50,000 miles. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number B4150. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $44.19 due at signing excludes tax, tags, and $549 dock fee, and includes $500 loyalty cash based on MRSP of $360.75 and selling price of $34,500. Financing with approved credit through BMFS on select models. Take delivery before 10/31/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the goal line this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't fumble with the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get your jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. So come see us in Carver at 309 North Greensboro Street or call us at 919-942-3153. Check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Little Gym. It's 54% off, $85 for four classes, available now for $46. For more than 35 years, the Little Gym has nurtured happy, confident kids through a range of programs, including parent-child classes, karate, dance, gymnastics, and sports skills development. And with today's deal, get four classes. It's 54% off from the Little Gym, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's bottom of the hour, time for your Chapel Hill Harbor weather, and it's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly cloudy and foggy. Fog is really kind of thick out there in some spots this morning, so drive with a little extra caution. High today in the low 70s. Fog's going to clear away in a little while here. Tonight, partly cloudy, then overcast after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 50s again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly cloudy skies in the morning, and then overcast for most of the day. High tomorrow in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s again, and then 40% chance of rain on Thursday as well. Don't forget, though, big fog out there this morning. Be careful.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
In the Senate, mostly upbeat views of the emerging plan to end the budget stalemate. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, Tennessee Republican Bob Corker.
It's positive. It's extremely positive.
This the will give us been a work in progress to move our nation ahead.
CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter says it would be a temporary fix to buy by time for broader budget negotiations.
The deal's been a work in progress for days. It would fund federal agencies through January 15th and extend borrowing authority so the government could pay its bills through mid-February. President Obama tried to prod things along.
There are going to be differences between the parties. There are going to be differences in terms of budget priorities. But we don't need to inflict pain on the American people.
As it stands, the deal is a defeat for Tea Party Republicans who engineered the partial government shutdown and threatened a first-ever national debt default to force the president and Congress to dismantle health care reform and make deep budget cuts. Obamacare would be almost entirely untouched and major spending decisions would be left for later talks. CBS News Update. I'm Barry Bagnetto.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell is stepping away from her on-court coaching duties for the time being due to a recent leukemia diagnosis. Hatchell says she has the highest confidence in her doctors at the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center, where she will be getting treatment. She says she'll remain with the team and return to her sideline coaching duties as soon as possible. Last month, Hatchell was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. Hatchell currently stands second at all-time wins with 908 and is first among active coaches. Associate head coach Andrew Calder will assume the leadership role in Hatchell's absence. You can read the full story with comments from Coach Hatchell, Coach Williams, and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham on our website at chapelbro.com. Speaking of Sylvia Hatchell, Jan Boxall, UNC's faculty chair, says the news of Hatchell's diagnosis of leukemia came as quite a shock. And as a matter of fact, you could express that for everyone in the UNC campus.
I just talked to Coach Hatchell on Thursday night, and she said she was going for tests, but I don't think either of us expected this.
Hatchell, as we said, temporarily stepping away from her on-the-court coaching responsibilities. She plans to remain involved. Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications Steve Kirshner says the roles were reversed when he spoke to UNC women's basketball coach about the diagnosis just after he found out.
It was amazing. I actually felt so good after speaking to her because I think she was trying to cheer me up. You know, she was excited that her team had come to the hospital last night. She told her team yesterday afternoon, and they were hanging out with her a little bit, taking some photographs with her, and excited that one of the players who's got a little bit of an injury is coming back from that injury today, so she was excited about that.
Kirstner is sports information director for men's basketball in Carolina, but has pitched in from time to time with the women's program. He says Coach Hatchell is already ahead of the game with the attitude she lives with every day.
You know, what you hear from families that go through this is it's a battle, and your attitude says a lot. She has a great attitude. She has great passion for what she does. She's worked with the Weinberger Center for years and has really spent a lot of time in this area supporting the research. The work goes on at the North Carolina Cancer Hospital, at the Weinberger Center.
Once again, that is Steve Kirshner. The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel, was play-by-play voice for UNC women's basketball from 2004 through 2006. He says he's seen much of the same reaction among the UNC family with the news of Sylvia Hatchell's diagnosis.
The number one thing that seems to be on people's minds is obviously number one concern. But then, you know, people kind of then get a little smile on their face and say, you know, but Sylvia's a fighter. There's no doubt, even if you've just watched her on the sidelines, you know the level of intensity that she has there and the level of desire that she puts into just coaching basketball.
Angel says the striking thing about Sylvia Hatchell, which many local people are certainly well aware of, is her personality.
She's such a vibrant personality and such a nice person, too. I mean, I think that's the number one thing that jumps out to you about her is just how quality of a person she is and you know, so family-oriented.
You can hear all the comments from Jones Angel and the others by visiting our website at chapelbro.com. And a lot of mystery surrounding leukemia for many of us. At 7:30 this morning, we'll be talking with Dr. David Rizzeri of the Duke Cancer Institute to get a little clarification on exactly what leukemia is. Not specifically Sylvia Hatchell's case, of course, but leukemia in general. What causes it? What are the treatments? How is it diagnosed? And what are the conditions associated with it? All of those sorts of questions coming up at 7:30 this morning on WCHL. Patrick Mitchell Jones of Cartersville, Georgia, is the third person whose name was released to the public on charges in the UNC football scandal. The latest indictment was unsealed Monday morning. Jones is accused of persuading Carolina defensive end Robert Quinn to sign with Georgia-based sports agent Terry Watson. Now, according to the indictment, Jones has handed a third person $725 to aid Robert Quinn. Jones' bond was set at $20,000. Terry Watson and Jennifer Thompson, formerly known as Jennifer Wiley, are the other two indicted whose names have been released. Two more indictments are still sealed. You can read the story and follow all the latest in the UNC football scandal on our website at chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is projected to face a $2.2 million deficit for the next cycle. The district has faced funding issues for the past several years due in part to constant budget cuts coming from the North Carolina General Assembly. Michelle Brownstein, who was elected in 2009 and currently serves as chair of the board, says the district has already had to dip into the fund balance to keep elementary school teaching assistants in the classroom. She says the board may not be able to deplete it any further to help offset the cost of state-level budget cuts.
And we are going to be going through each one of the roles that different people play to look for effective use of staff. This, of course, will be done by our superintendent, but he will be presenting it to the board in the spring. He's also going to be looking at the programmatic things that we have going on, making sure that they are effective and they are completely in line with the long-range plan that the community has asked for. This is going to be really tough.
James Barrett, who was elected to the board in 2011, says the district needs to continue to seek efficiency in staff operations.
I think that one of the things that I've watched on the board is Dr. Forcella do a very, very good job at looking at each individual that's working in our district, what they're doing, how they line up with our priorities, and repurposing where needed so that we're not spending more money, but we're getting more bang for the buck with the people that we have.
Ignacio Zumas says if he were elected to the board, he would work to find new avenues of trimming the budget to be able to continue to serve a growing student population.
We're very fortunate that this county values education so highly, and they have been subsidizing our school system, but we're already like 4 to 5 times higher than the average in the state, and it's a strain. We're at a point that we need to be more creative on how we budget so that we can make a fair infrastructure for all the students.
Andrew Davidson says he believes one of the answers to closing the budget gaps would be raising property taxes. Orange County's property taxes weren't increased for the 2013-2014 budget cycle, though the special district tax was.
It's two choices. Do we want to see cuts or do we want to pay out higher property tax rate? If I'm given that vote as a voter, I'll take the higher property tax rates every time.
Davidson also suggests finding innovative ways to stretch the dollar on construction plans for the district's fifth middle school. He suggests assessing which middle school would be most appropriate to demolish and then rebuild it, adding another school on the site as well. The four candidates competing for three open spots on the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education spoke to WCHL's Aaron Keck on Monday about how, if elected, they propose to overcome budget constraints, among other topics. To hear WCHL's full candidates forum for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com, and you can also visit the 2013 Election Central page. Senate leaders are closing in on an agreement to reopen the government and forestall an economy-rattling default on U.S. obligations. You'll be hearing about this throughout the day on CBS. Congressional aides predicted Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada and GOP Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky would seal an agreement sometime today, just 2 days before the Treasury Department says it will run out of borrowing capacity. The emerging PAC would reopen the government through January 15th and permit the Treasury to borrow normally until early to mid-February, easing dual crises that have sapped confidence in the economy and taken a sledgehammer to the GOP's poll numbers. Many House conservatives were unhappy about the emerging Senate framework. It would remain to be seen whether they would seek to change it. North Carolina's state government has suspended a welfare program for the unemployed because there was no guarantee the federal government would reimburse the state for keeping benefits going until the shutdown ends. The State Department of Health and Human Services said starting Monday, it directed county social service offices to no longer approve Work First applications. Renewing current Work First participants also has been suspended. Julie Henry with the Department of Health and Human Services says current Work First participants already have received October payments, so people could miss benefits if the shutdown extends into next month. Henry says the federal government sent a letter to the state saying they could continue making cash payments to Work First enrollees, but repayment was tentative. Work First served 21,000 people in September and distributed almost $5 million. WCHL News Time, 641. Coming up next, Neris Levy has today's commentary. She says, we got kicked out, and now we need a new home. What's that all about? You'll find out next. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig.
How many household products save you money, simplify your life, and reduce your impact on the environment? SodaStream home soda makers turn water into soda in seconds and save the environment with less waste from cans and bottles. At Twig, we offer SodaStream home soda makers, flavors, and exchange carbonators. Twig on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, your convenience source for everything SodaStream.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thanks, Mayor. Coming up next hour, your opportunity to call in and get qualified to win our basketball giveaway. Once between 7 and 8 this morning, and another time between 8 and 9 on WCHL. 6:43, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a member of the Friends of the Carver Branch Library. Recently, the local storage facility where we have been keeping our used books was sold. As a result, we have been kicked out of the place where we store our more than 2,500-plus used books. For years, many of us non-profit organizations in Chapel Hill Carver had been given free space there by the generous and enlightened management, enabling the community to store used books, theatrical sets, and so forth. On a point of information, collective efforts of our local non-profit organizations are aimed at educating, serving, and entertaining the public, and all profits are plowed back into the community. In the case of the Friends of the Carver Branch Library, the sale of used donated books pays for new books and library programming. We, like other non-profits, are serving bodies and not charity cases, and depend on community support and cooperation. Giving is what we non-profits do. We are not takers, as defined by the newly arrived storage company, but now we are all out on the street, as it were, looking for help in the form of new underwritten storage space to facilitate continued service to the community. Donated commercial space is tax deductible and enables groups such as the Friends and ergo the public library to function and serve. Our particular organization has been in the forefront of public education for 24 years and is an ACT participant in planning the proposed southern branch of the Orange County Public Library in Cobra. Are there any benevolent space givers or underwriters out there, please? We and other valuable local non-profit organizations need your support right now. We will all benefit as a result. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thanks, Coach. Getting all fired up about Thursday night's game.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Thursday night's game with Miami in Chapel Hill will mark just the second ever Thursday night home game for the Tar Heels. K Carolina has worked hard to make the evening unique, including, as Associate Athletic Director Rick Steinbacher explains, a special downtown event prior to kickoff.
We're going to shut down a whole block of Franklin Street, the 100 West block, right over here by University Square and Granville Towers. Going to put a stage, everything we normally do in Tar Heel Town, we're going to do here on Franklin Street. Liquid Pleasure is going to play live. They'll shut the street down at 4 o'clock. The concert's going to be from 5 to 7. All kinds of fun family games, all kinds of Franklin Street restaurants that you can enjoy. Really going to be a unique downtown experience for Tar Heel Town.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan, so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels will be wearing all black for the first time on Thursday night. And head coach Larry Fedora has aggressively included black in all of Carolina's looks this year. Why?
To me, it was only natural because tar is black. You know, we just introduced the tar into the uniforms. And, you know, we'll never get away from being Carolina blue. That's who we are. I mean, and that's not going to change. But I thought this was a great alternative.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carbro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carbro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarbroFamilyMedicine.net.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current health care costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or health care plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Coming up on 10 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And I have to ask, you have sort of a muted orange color on today, Ran, and I understand that's for a serious reason.
It very much is. This is the closest I can get. Leukemia awareness is presented by the color orange. Of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so all month long people wearing pink for breast cancer awareness and a big support of cancer all month long. Mm-hmm. Orange is the color for leukemia awareness. So this goes out to Sylvia Hatchell today. And I've got to say, I realized this yesterday, that just a huge brava to Sylvia Hatchell for being a supporter of cancer awareness, cancer research, a supporter, a person who gives a lot to cancer awareness and research. before she was ever affected by it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
if, you know, elsewhere in her family maybe she was affected by it, but before she was personally affected by it, she was a huge supporter of the Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center and other places. So just a huge bravo to her for that.
She has always been willing to lend her name for support if she thought it would help. And, you know, she's done that for many years, and that's one of the great things. That's one of the reasons that we're thinking about Sylvia Hatchell this morning, not just because of her success as a basketball
right,
coach,
exactly.
but because of the impact she's had in our community and the kind of person she is.
And so, everybody says she's a wonderful person.
Yeah, and so. she's a real fighter, too. So
exactly.
if anybody can beat this, she can.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, traffic is moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. Estes Drive from NC-86, that's Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, to 15501. Heading eastbound, seeing some delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us. Twitter is cooling off a little bit now from our forums last night. It was hot with action, but you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, no matter how you communicate with us, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a little bit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 57 degrees right now. Areas of fog this morning. Please be careful out there. Some thick fog in some spots, mostly sunny after the fog clears away. Warmer today, a little bit. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, a partly sunny day, no mix into the fog. And the high tomorrow in the middle 70s. So, not bad weather, really. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Former auto executive Lee Iacocca is 89 years old today. Jazz musician Freddie Cole is 82. Barry McGuire, who once did a song called The Eve of Destruction, 78 years old today. Actress Linda Lavin, 76. Penny Marshall, actress and director, is 70 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Palmer turned 68. Richard Carpenter, he and Karen were the Carpenters, 67 years old today. Tennis player Roscoe Tanner, 62. Singer Tito Jackson is 60. Actor comedian Larry Miller turned 60 today. He's always looked like he was 60, even when he was 40. Actor Jerry Burns, 59. Actress Tanya Roberts, 58. Britain's Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, turns 54 today, as does Chef Emeril Lagasse, 54. Singer Eric Benet, 47 years old today. Singer, actress, TV host Paige Davis, 44. Actor Dominique West is 44. Actress Chris Olivero, 34 years old today. Actor Brandon J. McLaren, 33. Tennis player Elena Dementieva is 32. And actor Vincent Martella, who was on Everybody Hates Chris, is 21 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with Ed Harrison, Chapel Hill Town Council member. Ed has a birthday today, as does Andy Rapsky. And our birthday winner of the day is Jay Parker. Jay Parker over at Weaver Street Realty. Happy birthday, Jay. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Jay is one of Carborough's leading Ashen adults. Jay Parker, congratulations from Chris Derby and the folks at UPS and all of us here at WCHL.
Rock and Roll Tuesday!
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is. It's time now for Mr. Cogger, who has lots of rock and roll minutia rolling around his head.
Well, so does Mr. Stutz.
And I do, too. So, hey, let's
deal with Balcom.
This. Let's deal with this.
Tommy O'Connell. Yeah. We could put together a pretty awesome rock and roll trivia
team. Somebody else I'm going to add to that list?
Who?
You know, talking about, you know, Joe Townsend is another one.
Oh, yeah, Joe. Uh-huh.
Another person is Brian Thornburg.
How about that?
He
really
knows his stuff.
How about that? Steve Martin, the gentleman that I work with on the ACC Network.
Yeah, but Brian Thornburg, I'll put a song on Facebook, and Brian Thornburg, right away, he's quoting a lyric from it.
How about that?
He knows his stuff, right, so I respect his knowledge.
All right.
And his passion.
Well, we're doing one-hit wonders out there today, Brian.
All right.
So everybody get ready.
All right.
Jay Ferguson.
Yeah, I can hear the song in my head already.
Was with Spirit and JoJo Gunn.
Uh-huh.
But when he went solo, this was his big splash.
I can hear it in my head already.
Ron's about to play it.
It's a good song.
Name this tune.
All right, I'm not even looking at it, but I know what it says on the label.
I know.
Here we go. All right, listen carefully, everybody. Here we go.
What's the name of the song? We already told you the artist is Jay Ferguson. It was kind of a medley of his greatest hits. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer to the question. All right, that's all you get for right now. That is our question this morning. Name that song by Jay Ferguson. Big hit record. It is 6:56 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Shirley Block has been described as a dynamo. She lives in the Cedars here in Chapel Hill, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. You recently received the Community Service Award from Leading Age North Carolina for all your work in our community. What was your immediate reaction when you found out you had won that award?
My immediate reaction was me. Very pleased. I am very pleased.
Shirley works very hard coordinating the Cedars' effort for Porch, a great food delivery system to those who need it in our community. Tell me why that's so important for you.
I've lived in this community for 42 years and feel very committed to the Chapel Hill Carborough community and am deeply concerned about the level of poverty and hunger in our community at this time.
Shirley, I understand that that's not the only thing you do at the Cedars. I've been told that you are largely responsible for the Cedars Scholarship Committee. Tell me about that.
The Scholarship Committee is made up of 11 people, half of whom have been on it since the beginning, and the Cedars has been in existence a little over 9 years. When we moved here, we began to realize a lot of the people that work here also go to school, many of them to UNC, lots of them to the community colleges, and some of them work many hours a week at the Cedars and go to school full time. It was not hard to see that they could use some help. And we started the scholarship committee, which stages a benefit every December, a very large benefit. And everything that we sell is either made or collected by members of the Cedars. We have knitters and artists and craftsmen and wonderful bakers. And we have people go out and ask the local businesses and restaurants for donations. And they usually give us very nice gift cards.
Last year, you had a total of 24 employees who received scholarships.
That's
but
right.
Not only that, you also provide cash for employees so they can buy school supplies for their children.
That's right.
And a lot of kids benefited from
91 that. 91 kids. That gave me such a great pleasure. It gives all of us such pleasure. It isn't very much, but it makes a huge difference. It's a big help to parents when they have so many other expenses when kids go back to school.
Well, Shirley, thank you for doing all you do in the community, and thank you for keeping things hopping at the Cedars. And congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
What a delight she is. Just an amazing woman. Thank you very much. And this is the song. Now, let me skip ahead a little bit on this song here so you can hear a little bit more of it. Jay Ferguson, the song is Thunder Island. And Freddie stumped everybody today.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development.